Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, Poppy. Right now. Yeah, and you never know. It could be yours. That's for you.
You never know. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, my holy lover's daily life. A double life. My holy lover's double life. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in a three-way love affair with a man that is my pastor and my marriage counselor. I went to my pastor a year ago to get spiritual guidance so I could stay on the straight and narrow in my marriage. I was thinking about cheating and had one foot out the door. My pastor is married, so I meet with his wife on Wednesdays for spiritual guidance, and I meet with them both once a week to overcome the boredom in my marriage. Over the course of a few weeks, my pastor found out about my past life as a dancer, and he used it to his advantage. He told me that if I can make amends with my past and put it behind me, I would be able to be a happy housewife. He told his wife that it's best that he and I do one-on-one sessions, so I started seeing him alone. He had me do an interpretive dance for him, which is basically a striptease without taking my pants off. I could tell he was aroused, so I lost my mind temporarily and went over to give him a lap dance. From there, we went back into the closet of his office and I closed the deal with him. He's been paying me for dances for the last 3 weeks. And not only did it fire up something in me, I realized I am sitting on my real moneymaker. Although I'm 36 years old, I'm still in great shape and I have all I need to get the bills paid. Pastor is a lot happier too. And he has told me that my marriage will never work because my husband lacks self-esteem and can't deal with a sexy woman like me. I love my husband and the stability that he provides. But the pastor is well endowed and makes me feel like myself again. My holy lover has a double life, and I'm so confused about what I should do. Should I end my affair with my pastor? Should you end your affair with the pastor, you ask? Well, you know what they say if you gotta ask, and I'll answer you this way. Do you want to go straight to hell? Is that what you're aiming for here? Straight there? Is that what you're trying to do? Because you're stripping for your pastor, okay? I don't know if you've completely wrapped your mind around that. Of course, he, of all people, should know better. I mean, not only that, and instead of leading you to Christ, he's corrupting you in the worst way. I mean, nothing about this is right. You know this. Nothing about this is godly. Nothing about this is Christian. Nothing about this is helping you in your marriage. Nothing. It's just wrong on every level. I mean, there's some things in life that you should know that you should not do, and this is one of them. There's nothing redeeming in this letter, and I just got to say it again. You're stripping for your pastor. You're lap dancing for your pastor, your married pastor. The same pastor who talked badly about your man, said he had low self-esteem, can't deal with a sexy woman like you. Or, excuse me, I'm sorry, was that supposed to be counseling that he gave you when he talked about that? I don't know. This is terrible. He's in no position, this pastor, to give you any advice. And I don't want you to be confused any longer because you say you're so confused about what you should do. You got to stop this, okay? Pull yourself together, girl. Think about what you're doing. You got to break up with this pastor. This is foolishness. Have you even considered that his wife may come in his office at some point, or your husband may find out? How are you going to live that down? I just don't understand what you're doing. This is craziness. You gotta let this go. And the pastor does not need to be a pastor. Steve?
My holy lover's double life. To me, this letter is a lot about the pastor. It's got a lot to do with her. But it's a lot about, well, it's a lot about both of them. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in a three-way love affair with a man that is my pastor and marriage counselor. Wait, did
come on.
He's your pastor and your marriage counselor. You're in a three-way love affair with your pastor and marriage counselor. So he done counseled you. He done counseled you right into his arms. That's the counseling he did. I went to my pastor a year ago to get spiritual guidance so I could stay on the straight and narrow in my marriage. Now listen to this. I was thinking about cheating and had one foot out the door. You told him, the snake, the serpent, that you was thinking about cheating. You know what he heard? Oh, she wanna step out. Oh, I'm counseling this here. So then you said you had a foot out your door. Your pastor's married, so you meet his wife on Wednesdays for spiritual guidance. Now, this is Wild Wednesdays right here. Because you go down there on Wild Wednesday to meet with his wife for some guidance. Indeed, ain't nobody giving you information that you need. Once a week to overcome the boredom in my marriage. Wait, what? I'm confused. You go talk to another married couple to overcome the boredom in your marriage, but you leave your husband at home.
Right.
I don't understand how you accomplish getting over boredom when you taking up time to meet with them both and just her on Wednesdays. That's two meetings a week where you could be at the house being excited.
Hang on, Steve. Yeah, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my holy lover's double life. We'll get back into it right after this.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my holy lover's double life.
My holy lover's double life and your double life, too. Hell, I'm a three-way love affair with a man that's my pastor and my marriage counselor. So he done counseled you right into his arms. I went to my pastor a year ago to get spiritual guidance so I could stay on the straight and narrow in my marriage. I was thinking about cheating and had one foot out the door. You told the snake in the grass that you didn't know was a snake in the grass yet, that you was thinking about cheating. Uh-oh, duly noted. Then your pastor's married too, so you meet with his wife on Wednesdays. We're gonna call these Wild Wednesdays or Wacky Wednesdays. We having a wacky meeting with the pastor's wife, which obviously ain't nobody giving you no valuable information in none of these meetings, because all your meeting that led to is an affair with the pastor without his wife. Because then you said
you meet with them both once a week to overcome the boredom in your marriage. Over the course of a few weeks, your pastor found out about my past life as a dancer. You told him.
Yes.
See, you done gave this dude all he needed. Let's think about this. You done told your husband you're bored. You done told your pastor you're bored. You done told your pastor you was thinking about cheating. And you done told your pastor you was a dancer. Bing, 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 bing. That's the trifecta. He got it all. Lottery bells going off. I told him my past life, I was a dancer, and he used it to his advantage. You add that into the fact that you want to cheat and you bored at the house, we got a problem. He told me that if I could make amends with my past and put it behind me, I would be able to be a happy housewife. I don't understand that counseling at all, but okay. He told his wife that it's best that he and I do one-on-one sessions. And her dumb ass thought that was good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I started seeing him alone. He had me do, soon as you got there, he had you do an interpretive dance for him, which is basically a strip tease without taking my pants off. This is so you could come to terms with your past and be a better housewife when he asked you to do the dance. I could tell he was aroused. Well, if you giving him a lap dance. You're going to be able to tell.
The worst.
You're going to be able to tell.
Yeah, you're going to be able to tell. Like, you know, like, it ain't like you psychic. I can tell you that right now.
Stupid.
You lap dance, I could tell he was aroused. Like, you psychic or something. I can tell you right there. Anybody would have been in there would have knew that. Hell, a dude sitting next to him at the strip club know that.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I could tell he was aroused, so I lost my mind temporarily, and I went over to give him a lap dance. And then from there, we went back into the closet of his office, and I closed the deal with him. Now, this old fool been paying you for dances for the last 3 weeks, and not only did it fire up something in me, here we go. I realized I'm sitting on my real moneymaker. He done asked you to come to terms with your past. And obviously the thing you came to terms with was he done bought it back to current. So now what you used to do, he got you now doing for him. Because guess what? Although she say I'm 35 years old, he been paying you for dances for the last 3 weeks. And I'm 36. I'm still in great shape, and I have all I need to get the bills paid. I thought you was in there for marriage counseling. You ain't said nothing about you was broke. You did not mention you was broke. So now, somewhere in the counseling session, you told him you was bored. You told him you was thinking about cheating. You told him you used to be a dancer. And somewhere in there, you done mentioned you ain't got no money. Right. And he done told you need to resolve your past. So now he got you bringing your past to the present. Now you think you finna be a full-time stripper. Pastor is a lot happier, too. And he has told me, now this pastor, dog, my marriage would never work because my husband lacks self-esteem, can't deal with a sexy woman like me. But he can. Because he paying. I love my husband and the stability that he provides. I thought you was broke. What is you dancing to pay the bills for if you love your husband and the stability he provides? What kind of letter is this?
It's crazy.
It don't make no sense. But the pastor is well endowed and makes me feel like myself again. My holy lover has a double life and I'm so confused. You got one too. About what I should do. Now here's the golden line in this whole thing. Should I end my affair with my pastor? Lady, how that sound to you?
Right.
Shirley said, do you want to go straight to hell? I would like to add to that statement and say, do you want to go to hell with your pastor? Because I think y'all going on a buddy pass. That's what I think is going to happen right here.
Good one, Steve.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.